Kum lenen a black and mother up to the flambid hay on an aloe of the Mishnah. Look the Mishnah, Maisa, there was this incident, Bezocher Shelder Chaylim, there was an incident with a male of Berger Sheep, Bezokin, that was old, the flambid hay on an aloe. Besarim, the doodles, hair was hanging down because they never shared it because of Choy, not a share. So it was there for quite a while. No, they didn't get a mum. The ro'ohu, and they saw Kasator Echo, one particular officer saw it. He said to me, what's going on with it? Why does the sheep seem to have never been shared? Omrulai b'choydu, listen, firstborn, and they ain't a nishchet, he not a shechted, elim ken hoi by mum. He not a shechted, unless there was a mum in it. That's what he told the guy. What did the guy do? Not till he took pigum, and he took over here some kind of a spear, but Saddam Oznai, and he gave a snip in the air, and he made it a mum. Remember, we just learned for you now that I inflicted them deliberately. What happened over here? Is it like you told the guy to do for you? It's like Shabbos. He said, you know, it's dark in here. And the Chachami were martyred. The Achash, he tirai, after the officer found out that what? This is a Chachma that he can help eating out and make them eat, allow them to eat the B'chayr. Hallach v'tzidim ba'oz the B'chayr is a chayr. He went around town and he offered everybody a service that he'll snip the ears. The Asru. The second time around, he's deliberate. Pamach, another occasion, there were kids playing around the field. The Koshru Zinve Tloyim Zebazed. There were sheep, also, they were all Pchayrim. And they tied together a bunch of tails. When Nipsika Zomishalech, remember, one of the tails fell off. Again, because it wasn't done deliberately, so therefore there's no reason to have a knas. Well, Rosh, your team, when the kids saw what happened, went around tying all the b'chayim, they'll have fun. And they'll tie all the tails together, but also this time around they were asked. Why the asked? Because this time it was deliberate. Zakal, this is the rule. Kosher l'daita, if you do deliberately asked, and shalai l'daita, without realizing what you're doing, then mutter. Both stories are saying the same thing. One of the two stories is the case of the officer, the goy, and the case of the kids. The yishmin and I will come on the goy, the asked, when it comes to the case of the goy, we will matter, say, the first b'chayim. There's no reason to asked it. You can't say, oh, the goy's going to start doing more avedis. He'll start putting mum in kachim. He's a guy. He can do whatever he wants. Because we don't give it those avedis. Our cotton doesn't miss it, but our cotton, if you allow him to do an avedis now and get away with it, he'll do it when he gets older, he'll do the same thing, and then, you know, he'll cheat and all that. Hey, Malay, maybe we should be more cautious. Be Ashmin, a cotton, a kid, nobody's going to make a mistake and think we allow by a kid. Our God will do the same thing and we'll allow that, because everyone knows a kid is a kid. If we see that people see that a guy was matl mum and you allowed it, maybe they'll think you allowed to be matl mum. When do we allow it? Only if he said to the guy, only if it has a mum. So in no way did you encourage him to put the mum there. Maybe the guy wouldn't even realize that it could be man made. Maybe it has to be natural. If you told him clearly that if somebody makes a mum, then command is all the mum. As if a chachma, he told him in a roundabout way, you know, if somebody would make a mum, how wonderful would be. Then we would counsel. Omer, I don't understand. Mehdi, I don't understand. Meile, who? Which is Meile? Mali, hoye, mali, nasa. Nasa also doesn't mean that you should do nasa. He could have said if there was a mum, or if a mum was made in it, He didn't say how it was made. Now, made little lush makes no difference. Right on top of the Mishnah. There, Klal, Koshul, Das, also, if it was done deliberately, it's also. La Suya, what's it come to include? La Suya, Gromma, if you had to put the piece of dough on the ear of the donkey and then the dog came and bit it, you didn't do it directly, it was indirectly, you're also going to get penalized. Leila Das, La Suya, Masilva to me. What's Leila Das? If you stop talking to a guy and the officer didn't ask you anything at all, what's going on? You just stop me talking. Oh, look at the sheep, there's so much hair on it, they have to wait around until we get some mum. Then you're allowed to. It's Masilva to me. Mishnah. Hoye b'choy rodfa, let's say a b'choy was chasing after you and bought, you gave it a copper, you gave it a kick. V'asa by mum, you gave him a kick to save yourself. And meanwhile, you made a mum, had it a certain love. That's not the kind of knas that we knas. And then you're allowed to shechter it. Says the Gemara, Omar Abba Lashonel, Shibbat Rishas Difa. When do we say that this is a good excuse only if he kicked it while he was chasing you? Abba Lachna Difa, but after chasing you and you gave him a good kick, a good zetz, loy. Then, if you inflict the mum, we're not going to allow you to eat based on that mum. You know what? It's over. The threat is over. Of course, you give a kick. It's no different than any other time. What's the name? Mouth, I would have thought. Sad of the midker. As soon as you see that sheep again, you get so angry. You chased after me. And so on. Kamash Malan, that no. that you're not allowed to. But however, there's another version that says, itake, if you did it, it's not penalized. You can amri, omar papa loy tame, which are different, you know, don't think only while I was chasing you, I feel like a different army, even after you chase you also, my time, sorry to make, as soon as you see the sheep, you get all angry that you let go. Very interesting. When does a b'choyer, you're not allowed to inflict a mum on a b'choyer mahatayda, but when does a b'choyer become holy? Sacred only once peterech, and it goes out of the womb. So if you put your hands inside the womb while the animal is in there, and you make a mum in the b'chayr, something, give a snip in the ear or the lips, whatever it is, and then you're allowed to, and then it comes out, it's a mum. Mutter lahatul mum b'chayr kaidim sheyotza la'avir oilam. You're permitted to do it before the b'chayr is born, because there's no kedusha in there yet. But I was a rabbi. Gadya, a goat, bu'udne, by a goat, it comes out ears first. And most of the head is still inside. So if the ear has very long ears, if you give a snip at the end of the ears, that's how you make it a mum. Even though the ear came out a little bit, but the rest of the body didn't, the most of the head didn't come out. So therefore, it's not yet kaddish. That's the way to do it. Otherwise, how you put your hand inside. So before the entire head comes out, you see the ears, and you make it come kind of a mum. But imra, when it comes to shepsel a sheep, is besifse, it comes out the lips first. So therefore, because its ears are sort of set back, and you don't see the ears there until most of the head is out, so that's no good. But the lips come out first, you can give a cut in the lips. You could amra say imra nami budne, a sheep also can be cut by the ears. I how come? Aimu derechs doivnav, maybe it came out sideways, so most of the head is still inside.
Why was
Kainas
him for the trick?
There's nothing, you don't count somebody when you do something wrong. There's no knas when you don't do anything wrong. Well, should we count every year for taking the chametz out of the house for Pesach because you avoid it?
This guy realizes that
not
he's
a guy.
I know you're talking about Yitir, but I'm saying, why is it different than Lamosha and the Mishnah above where we had the guy went around the town?
But then it's already Kaddish. At the time, it was Kaddish. In this story, there was already a b'chayr, and the guy went ahead and so on and so forth. Here, there's no b'chayr yet. It doesn't have a din of b'chayr till Peredechim. So the farmer tells his family, bring it through the window, 100%, but we said Chassidim Harishanim, remember the Gemara in Barachas, we said Chassidim Harishanim would bring it in the right way. Everybody else were Myron. Yeah, the Kunz through the skylight. That's right, exactly. So if you don't bring the Pesach, you bring through the Aruba, through the skylight. Chassidim are always looking to do mitzvahs. Others are always looking how to avoid doing mitzvahs in a legal way. So it's a difference in avoiding taxes or evading taxes. Says Gemara, Omar Rava says, Rava, we know that we have a mum and you're allowed to eat a b'chayes only if the mum is revealed that everybody can see. Omar Rava says, Rava, ochal, if the animal, let's say there's a mum inside the animal's mouth. Ochal, he eats. If an animal eats, they hardly open the mouth. V'lemechze, you cannot see this particular mum inside the mouth. Obapoyi, when it shouts and screams and it opens its mouth wide, mechze, you can see the mum inside the mouth. Have you considered mum? That's considered mum shebegoli. You're allowed to shech based on that mum. Mike Masri Mother, so they asked the question, what's Rava's chidish tanin? Rafesh Mishnah. So the Mishnah. That had, you know, some kind of a defect or you cut, you had a cut, so it's visible. The outer gums are visible, or hapanimis, even the inner gums that the teeth were pulled out. But when they open the mouth, how can you see it? Because when it opens the mouth, you can see that the entire thing is pulled down, the jaw. My time, when they open the mouth and screams, you can see. So we already know this idea that even though it's concealed, but when you open the mouth, that's good enough. He's trying to explain to you what the Mishnah meant. My time and Nekru have a mummy. Now, why? When it screams, you can see it. Mishnah. Kol hamumin haruyin love b'dei adam. We don't trust a balabas over his own animal to say that this is a mum and so on and so forth or whatever. We need other people to view it and look at it and make that judgment, that call. So two kinds of mumin. The mumin, the animal's missing a leg. That's a mumin, was born without a leg. That's a mumin, an obvious mumin, a natural mumin, biological mumin. And then the mumin that happens in the course of a life of a sheep.
So this farmer, just technically, if he wants to make the mumin while it hasn't delivered yet, he has to first of all work out whether it's a male or a female.
All he's doing is an incision on the ear, and let's say the female doesn't look so pretty because she has a little incision on the ear.
It's a 50-50 chance.
You have nothing to lose. The sheep is not going for shiduchim. Mishnah. Kol hamum min haruin lovi b'de adam. Any mum that could have been afflicted by is man made. For example, what do you call it? A crack in the ear, you know, split in the ear, and so on and so forth. Then the foul dinner is as follows. Roye Yisrael, Jewish shepherds, Ne'emonim, I believe to say that nobody inflicted it, happened by itself. Now, what does Jewish shepherds mean? There's two ways of learning. It means a Yisrael, that the Roye himself is a Yisrael, I don't care which house he's in. Or it means that a Roye, even a Kohen, if he's working for a Yisrael. We'll see in the Gemara two opinions. So Roye Yisrael, I believe. Royim Kohenim, Ne'emonim. We don't trust him. Either we're talking about the Roy himself is a Kohen working for a Jewish household, we don't trust him. Or the Roy, even Israel, working in a Kohen's household, we don't trust him. Rashi Golemer, Rashi Golemer says, what do you call it? Rav Shimon says, Shimon Goyim and Neman who Al Shel Chaveidai, you can trust one owner regarding another owner, but a Neman Al Shel Atzmei. But you don't believe regarding himself. We'll see later. We're talking about a Kohen. Who we're talking about? A guy that we suspect, then we don't trust him for anybody else either. We don't let him be a judge in this matter. We don't let him be an agent. One guy says, what does Roye Yisrael mean? Roye Yisrael means that the shepherd is a Yisrael. Bei Koinim, even though he's working the house of a Koin, you trust him. The shepherd is Yisrael, you always trust him. Why? What are you worried about? In the Yiddish house, for sure, don't worry about it. The problem is the Kohen, right? The Kohen wants to cheat so he can have the Kohen eat it. So why? What vested interest would the Roye Yisrael have to lie on behalf of the Goy and do an Aveda? What vested interest? Now, a little gimme, is it that because now the Goy will barbecue this meat over there and he'll invite you? It's the Kohen, sorry. The Kohen will make a barbecue out of this Kohen and he'll invite you to the party. And we're not worried. Little gimme le chashinen, to do such an Aveda, just have a shtick of flesh. This guy, we're not worried. Roye Koini. Okay, so that's what Roye Yisrael means. Roye Yisrael means a Yiddish Roye. I don't care where he works, we always trust him. Or the Roye Koinim, if the Roye himself was a Koin, I don't care whose household he's working, even in the Yisrael's household, we don't trust him. Be Yisrael ain't a money. Why not? Maybe but he says to himself, Kivin the Kurachna Be, he says I'm working so hard with the sheep. This is maybe like we had before. No, he'll give it to me. I'll be the Koin. I'll be the beneficiary. If I'm so nice to him and so on and so forth, he'll give it to me. So might as well I'll make a move so I can enjoy it when it comes to me. Exactly, but he's not, that's if you deliberately go, this is his job.
He's employed there.
See, and it's up to the soul. The soul is allowed to give it to him if he wants to. So,
similarly with Truma, then if you go,
yes,
for you,
the
Truma.
Yeah, the who hadin, and the same thing apply. So, since a coin to Yisrael is allowed to, because sorry, a coin to we don't trust because maybe he wants himself. What about a coin to a coin? A coin doesn't have to give it away. So what possible problem could it be if a royal Kohen, what vested interest can there be that he shall lie? No, the Chashin the Gremlin. Maybe he thinks, I'll pat your back and you pat my back, so I'll take care of you. I'll paskin that your sheep are all happen by itself. So when I have sheep, I'll use you to come along and say that it'll happen by itself. It's called Gremlin. We do a deal with each other. We reward each other. That's one opinion. And according to this version, he says, no. A Kohen to a Kohen in Mefesh believed. He's not believed on his own, but he's definitely believed on others as well. And Osram El Meimar, no, he says that the Kohen not only believed on somebody else, not believed on his own. He's not believed at all. That's one opinion. The Chadvam of W is, Roy Yisrael means, Roy Yisrael means not that the Roy himself is Yisrael, he's always believed, and the Roy is a coin, no matter where he is, he's never believed. Roy Yisrael means working in Yisrael's house. Vehain coinim, even though the Roy is a coin, the money is believed. Why? Meimar Omer, I Luchayr, we said before, a good reason that he hopes to eventually end up with the sheep, so Mele, he made a moment. No. Meimar Omer, he says himself, usually what kind of coinim work in jobs and farmhands? Not big Tamid Chachamim, because Tamid Chachamim, Yerim Shlech Yisrael, will be out there teaching and giving Shiurim. And we learned before, Din, you're not allowed to even give Truma and all these things to the Amorit. You should have to give to a Tamid Chacham. So Meim Rami says, I'm not going to get it anyway. There's no way that he will give it to me. He has only rabbis around town. He'll give it to them. So what possible, we have a rule, Ein Adam Chaytiv Eloi, a person doesn't sin if he has no benefit. Why would he inflict a mum and then lie about it and say that it happened by itself? What purpose? So therefore, if he works in the Yiddish house, even if he's a Kohen, we trust him. Roya Kain. What does Mishnah mean, Roya Kainim? That if he works in the Kain's house, I don't care if he's Israel, if he works in the Kain's house, we don't trust him. Why not? And he's in the money. And why? The Chashin Legimah, this is what you said before, that we're not Chashish, he'll lie, just have a sugar flesh. We are Chashish. But maybe he wants to have a big barbecue. We don't trust him. The Choshkin Kain, the Kain. Surely the Kain have more reason not to trust him because of this, you know, they take care of each other. This fraternity. The Chashin Legimah, that they're going to award each other, and I'll say yours is no good, you know, is good, and you'll say mine's good. The Chashin Legimah. So we're Chashish with two things, Legimah and Legimah. But also, Rabbi Shimon Meir Nemar Shachavin Nemar Shlatzma. Rabbi Shimon said, "No, a kohen is believed in others, not in himself." And but also, Meir said, "A choshel adover, since he's a kohen, he's not trusted on his own. Like Donal Lameida, you can never use him." Says Gemara, "Bishtoil Man Damar Roy Yisrael." The one who said that Roy Yisrael means that he's working in a Yiddish house, the hein kohenim. That Roy Yisrael, the hein kohenim, knows even if you know the second opinion. If you follow the second opinion, if you're working in Yiddish house, you're always believed. Why? Because what are we chayshish? The Eid will never give it to you anyway because you're not murdered. It's only give us what? Why would you lie? Hein the dust of Meir. The Meir comes in and says, no, that's since you're a kohen. And in your own private life, we don't trust you. So we don't trust you in Yiddish house either. That he's arguing that. That no, we don't trust you at all, even though you have no vested interest, because the rule is anybody whose integrity is in question, we just don't trust you. Okay. Because you're a kohen. But the one who says no, that kohenim in the house of Eden, the first way we learned that in the, that a kohen is never to be trusted, even in the Yiddish house. What's the man coming to argue? The man says a kohen never be trusted. The same thing. The Tana Kama says you can never trust a kohen because of the gremlin business. We'll take care of each other. And the man comes along and says you don't trust him. So what's the arguing about? Yeah, Ma'aser Me'elashmin and Hayin Tana Kama. You know the chilek is Rabbi Yeshua ben Kaposoi. What Rabbi Yeshua ben Kaposoi said, and what is that? The Tanya, Rabbi Yeshua ben Kaposoi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Kaposoi says, "B'choir be'koyin, if a koyin has a b'choir, how in the world can he prove that his taka was a natural that came by itself? Tzarich shnayim min hashuk. He needs two people in the street. I don't care who the two people are. It could be koyinim." You have to have outsiders. You don't trust anybody who works for him, anybody from his household, but you can have outsiders. Even Kainim, we're not Chayshish Legaimim, two people off the street who said, yeah, that this happened by itself.
So, do they have to be experts to understand that this happened by itself is against the.
You have to be Aidim. Aidim means have to see it happen. Otherwise, we don't trust you. You're always a suffix. Yeah. No, the Tanakhama agrees to Yeshua, any two Edim outsiders are believed, even though they're Koinim, they're believed because they have no vested interest. They're not Goimlin, there's no Legima. But according to Rab Meir says Koinim can never be trusted. All Koinim are shady people.
Is it because they're shady? Because in this Indian of Bechayat,
No. Even strangers off the street, they have nothing to benefit. Every Koin since Etzem, you cannot trust a Koin when it comes to a sheep. His own. You cannot trust a coin on anybody's sheep either. A coin can never be trusted. That's a myth. So Meir goes way beyond the Tanakhama. Tanakhama says the only ones we don't trust are people who have some kind of benefit. And according to Rabbi Meir, any coin cannot be trusted when it comes to these matters. Anybody who has a choshed cannot be trusted.
If he's a choshed,
we also had a machleg in a choshed over Kal, we had a Sanhedrin we had before. We had a mayor before, choshed over Kal, a choshed over Chomer. So we had this very concept, that's why Vedas. That was about Dinei Mammon, yeah. Yeah, okay. So the Gemara, the tiny bilim shimon ayma bchaya be kayin so shnayim and shul hayl lavash bagim afil benoy rab shimon says afil benoy you don't need strangers even his own son his own daughter remember rab shimon said that you do trust one coin and another coin he says that you're not choshed rab shimon is very trusting and rab yasi says afilu asor behem benoy beisa emi idin lo rab yasi says that I don't trust anybody in your household but you can use people on the street. So how is Rabbi Yehesi different than Rabbi Shua? Rabbi Shua Mekapa says that you need two Eidim. And Rabbi Yehesi says one Eid is enough. Because generally by Dinei Mamonis, by Dinei Yisur and Heter, we say one is enough. So Rabbi Yehesi says that one is enough over here as well. And Rabbi Shua Mekapa says, I guess it's an Yisur that involves money. And therefore you need two Eidim. That's the Machleb. Shua holds you need two. Because he treats it as Dini Mamonis, my Mamonis need two, and Rabbi Yehesi treats it like Yisudin, Eidech and Yisudin, therefore one is enough.
Wouldn't you say that in this case, that if it's a woman, it's the eidet of mechayev shvur? You have one eidet.
No, no, that's there's a plaintiff and a defendant. Who's the plaintiff here?
Gavoya.
Let Dave just say something. No, there's no plaintiff here. K'man ozla hodom Rav Chisda Rav Kina. So who said the following halacha? When the Rav Kina said, Sofik b'choyr sh'noy lebe'Yisrael. Let's say an animal that gave birth to two males. We don't know which one came first. We had before the Gemara, and we said before you give one, Abraham said you give the better one. The Kiva said you give the worst one. You give one to the Koyin, and that's it. And you give him the weaker one, because you don't know which one is the Koyin. Now, even the one that you kept, you don't know for sure this is the B'chayr. Maybe the other one you gave to the Koyin is the B'chayr. And therefore, we had a whole machlekes whether you have to give the matonas to the Koyin as well or not. So we say, what do? You let it wander about until it has a mum, and only then can you eat it. We don't say automatically go ahead and eat it because definitely what you have is chulin, because it might still be a b'chayr. So you have to wait till it has a mum and then you can eat it. So Rav Kina said, even this case over here when there's a mum, you need two witnesses to come along and say that there's a mum here, even though there's a safik b'chayr. It must be Rav Shimon Kapasai. He's the one who says you need two eidim. So even this case, so this taking a b'shua one step further, even in the case of a safik b'chayr, we don't trust. We need two eidim on the other side. In fact, you could argue that in the case of b'chayr, even more reason not to trust, because in your mind it's so easy to delude yourself and say, "Look, it's not even a b'chayr; it's a safik b'chayr. I gave one to the koyin, so maybe you think you'll have to inflict them." So you need two eidim in this case. Rav Nachman says, "Bailim me'idim alav." Rav Nachman said that a safik b'chayr, then the owner himself can testify. Why? The ilay teimahochi. If you're not going to say that. So what are you telling me? That every Yisrael is chashud even on a safik b'chayr? If like Temahachi, Masel Ramei made a rule that if somebody is a suspect, even if it's not yours, you have no vested interest, but somebody else cannot be trusted. Comes out that Yisrael, if you tell me that Yisrael cannot be trusted even in the case of a safik, so when it comes to Maisa Behema, you cannot trust the Yisrael that, you know, there's a mum or not. So how could anybody ever testify about anybody else there's a mum? Because every Yid is a chashud. According to Ramei, Ramei holds if you're chashud in your own, you're not to be trusted anywhere else. What do you mean Maisa here? Maisa Behem, if you remember, we had a few weeks ago, that Maisa Behem, if you're a liar, then it's very easy. You can go ahead and put a mum on every animal before you put them in your pen. Before you open the portal and let them go through, and there's no Issa there. So if he's a cheater, there's an easy way without having to lie. If the fact that he didn't, that Maisa Behem didn't do that, we trust him. Even I may would hold you trust him in this case. Maisa vadim hemen the boy should be mumim bekulad. If you want, he can put a boom in the entire flock. Must be right. Elo safik bechayil ramei miedlav. Who can ever testify regarding a safik bechayil? If you're going to tell me that even a Yisrael, the owner, is not to be trusted by a safik bechayil, that the mum happened by itself, that means even a Yisrael, forget about a koyin, that even a Yisrael is not to be trusted by the koyin. So who are these two people you're going to get off the street to come and testify? Because according to Rameyad, if you're a chashid on your own, you can't like dono even like you can never be an aid. So who are you going
to
have?
No,
but if he would have owned an animal, you can't trust him. So no Yisrael. Only Goyim. No. So the thing, so what's going on here? So therefore, you must say that you do trust the owner. That's what he's saying. So you must say that you do trust the owner himself. You can never have a Safi B'chayr. He is doomed. But Tanya with Nami Lena Mishnah, Rabbi Yehoshua says, "Kosher Chalifa BeYakoyin." Rabbi Yehoshua says that if you do this trade, you know, I give you one to the Koyin, I will keep one for myself. Potter min hamatonis, you don't have to give from the one that I kept for myself. It's a Safik B'chayr, Safik regular. I don't have to give matonis. Why? Because it's as if I gave him, as if that he's makna to me this animal. As if the Koyin said, even if this is a B'chayr, you can have it. So I don't have to give any. Or if not a B'chayr, you can keep it. So I don't have to give any matonis to him. But Ameyah says, Chayif. Ameyah says, you don't have to give him a tonus. That means Ameyah holds that you can eat it. But you don't give him a tonus unless you can eat. How can you ever eat a Safik B'chayr? According to you, how can you? So obviously, even Ameyah holds you can eat a Safik B'chayr. How? Where you eat him? Must be that the owner is believed. Elishmam and Abaylam eat him all of that the Baylam are believed. Koinim with the Chashidi Amumi. Yisrael the Chashidi Amumi. Koinim we don't trust, according to Ameyah, because they their own flock. They want to make sure there's a mum. So you never trust him. But Yisrael are trusted. So here you have a case with one upmanship of Yisrael over a Koyin. We're more honest. Itma, we learned, I'm Nachman, I'm Allah, Rav Shimon, I'm Allah, Rav Shimon, you trust everybody. Rav Amar, Allah, Rav Yasi, you don't trust anybody in the family. Rav said, if the owners are standing with us outside, Nichnis Sholem, the animal walked inside the house, into the barn, home. the Yotze Chovel, and it came out wounded or the defect is Me'idin Olav. Everybody can say, look, it must have happened on its own. Now, the Rabbi Yossi said that you cannot trust anybody in the household. How come over here? And Rabbi says, Allah, Rabbi Yossi. And over here, Rabbi said himself that that the member of the household said that it was by itself. You do trust him. How could it be? Amos says, the Gemara, Kol Bailim Oimdim. He's talking about the entire household is standing outside, not just his wife, his kids, everybody's standing outside with him. And the animal walked into the barn on its own and then came back out. So the Gemara, therefore, the Chashin, you might remember, if there's nobody in the house and the animal walked in and came out with a defect, obviously the animal fell down. Of course, what's the Shaila? Let us say that maybe that somehow or another, the shepherd, not the household, but the shepherd put it in and something happened in it. The household, when he said household, he means wife, kids, family. Family. But not the shepherds. So we would have thought that maybe in this case here, we should be choshed, the shepherd's lie. You know, a minute ago, he was all right, suddenly the animal comes right back out with the moon. What did that happen? You know, it's a bit modern. We would have thought, Kamashlan, that we do trust him. The Hilchos, therefore, Rabbi Paschal Rabbi Yossi, that the family is not to be trusted. The Hilchos, Kerashim, and Gamil, you trust everybody. Now, interesting when the Gemara says this, so remember the Gemara, V'davke b'noye bitoy. Only your son and daughter you don't trust. Avalishta, sorry, only your son and daughter you do trust. I'm going to hold you. Avalishta, you never trust a guy's wife. My time, but why in the world don't you trust a guy's wife? Ishtaike gufidami, because you and your wife are one person. Aren't two people. You just look different and sound different and talk differently, but you're really one person. So in halacha, we say, Ishtaike gufidami, you cannot trust the wife, even though your children can be trusted. Okay. According to Rameyer, he said that if somebody is a suspect, a coin, for example, on his own, you can never trust him on anybody, even if somebody else is. Rameyer also said that we had before the Gemara, that if you're choshed on one thing, you're choshed the Kolater Kula, Koyinim Hochinamid, Leidaina Dina. After this, you can never trust Koyim on anything. Because you tell me that Koyim are not to be trusted on sheep. Now, another Rameyer says if you're not trusted on one mitzvah, you're not trusted on any mitzvah. So, how can a Koyim, and yet we said the whole din of Tazriya and Mitzvah is, well, a Koyim, the only one who can rule whether something is Tomei or Toyer, is only a Koyim? But how can you, according to Rameyer, you can never trust a Koyim on anything, in any matter, not just on this. What's wrong? That's what Tais already asked. Why don't you mention that? But the Gemara is using over here Tzaras. Baksiv, it says, I guess by Tzaras, we're talking about you have to judge. That's what he's doing. He's a role of a judge.
The carbon is the Metzias. Either it's a kosher or treif.
Right, so he's a judging. So he's even stronger. Baksiv, al pi emi kol riv kol nega.
Let's assume he's had lousy pickings.
In the chotzer of the Azorah, you've got so many koyim around, he's not going to tell a lie in front of everyone.
We'll learn quickly the text there. Koinim hachinamid leidaina dina, right? So the choyde, koinim, according to Rameyer, should never be trusted in anything. Says Tesis, if you remember, Sanhedrin Machlekes by Rav and Abaye, by a mumel to Yov and mumel lehachis, according to Rav, it says in Peter Boyder, oichel neve lehachis, somebody's a mumer, lehachis. You know, deliberately does it. Chuhura le shemayim, they're going to veda. Einu choshu li Yisrael abriyas, it's not choshu to be bad to people, that's not a problem. Le barmidi. No, Tesis considers Tzaras as if it's a people thing. Even though Tzaras L'Chayr is really a spiritual thing, it's more like a mitzvah than... But I guess because it impacts on people, it's considered a people's thing. So then, okay. Avol Abaye Hosam Parashapra. Abaye says, once you're not to be trusted on one thing, you're not trusted on anything. Bein Odin L'Chavein L'Mokam, no difference. V'Oidesh V'Hadid Rav, the Mashal, Yishesh L'Koinim, Liyash Shedim, L'Kol Din Shabayim. It seems Rav holds that according to the Meir, the Koinim have to be perfect, flawless, in every matter. Well, the Chol Hayra and every Psak, it receives Kol Riv the Chol Nega. It says in the Pasuk that every single argument you should come to the Kainim. V'oid, says Tesis, Hayochel Hakchas Heich Mutalecha Meshchitosai. How can you eat from a Kohen Shchit to the base of Migdash? But Heich Shadim Al Kol Kabanos Kulam. How can it be kosher if you can't trust the Kohen, like we just asked? V'oid Beloy B'chor Nami Yochel Hakchas Mei. Forget B'chor. Mitam, the next Kohen Mala Shvi is Kedamin and Pesach Boyer. We don't trust Kohen when it comes to Shmita as well, because their whole sustenance comes from others. So why are we only asking this? But anyway, let's see what his answer is. So it says, and it says in the Shavtim that every argument should be based on if you go to the Kohenim. Says the Gemara, Eimudam Ramei Lechshasha. Ramei is not saying that we're definitely saying that Koinim are disqualified. We're saying that we are Choshish Lechshasha. Abel Achzukinu, to say definitively that Koinim are Ganavim, or are no good. Mi Amar, he never said that.
It was Fapir, continue tomorrow, Mr. Shem.